Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Fine Gael politicians last night called for a junior minister to be appointed to deal with major delays in the processing of passports. The issue dominated the party's parliamentary party meeting last night. And Daniel McConnell, political editor with the Irish Examiner, has more on this now. And he's on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Claire.
So the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, he was trying to calm the discussion over the passports last night. What went on?
Yeah, so obviously this has been a burning issue, particularly within a number of Fine Gael TDs, and it's most notable that a lot of the TDs who've been giving out about this are former ministers appointed by Leo Varadkar. So there may be a case of the disaffected kind of, you know, rearing their heads here, but certainly the likes of Michael Ring, Paul Keogh and others have been consistently raising the issue of passports and delay to passports since the pandemic when the offices were closed. And ultimately, it dominated the meeting last night. This comes, as we know, earlier this week it was reported that, there's a backlog of about 195,000 applications. A lot of those, there have been issues with the information included in those forms, and there was a kind of a perception given that the department were essentially blaming individual people for those delays rather than the system itself, and that has gone down quite badly. But what has been added to this is that in a bid to kind of resolve the frustrations of a lot of people, there was a dedicated Oireachtas line established to deal with such queries, but there was an awful lot of anger that a cap essentially has been put on to the number of queries that each TD can put in per week. Now, Simon Coveney sent a letter to those TDs this week saying, listen, that cap has been raised from 15 to 20. But like a lot of TDs who I was speaking to yesterday, and I did speak to an awful lot of them, say they're dealing with multiples of that on a weekly basis at the moment, given the log jams in the system. So there is considerable anger there. And Leo Varadkar,
so they're dealing with multiples of 20 queries a week.
Yeah, so some are saying two to three times that amount. So you're up to 60, maybe 80 queries in some cases a week in terms of passports. And like one TD yesterday showed me a number of queries from and kind of concerns being raised by constituents anonymously, and like one constituent raised or rang the office 83 times in order to try in one day to try and get her query dealt with. And that ultimately just goes to show how broken and how dysfunctional the system is at the moment.
And
the context of this, Claire, just to be very quickly, like the idea, like for TDs being able to get passports sorted and fixed is one of their main armories that they have in terms of getting showing delivery for their constituents. So being robbed of that is a very raw and very live issue for many backbench TDs who really have no other power whatsoever.
And this call then came from Senator Martin Conway, didn't it? That a minister should be appointed, a junior minister, with sole responsibility for just this one issue of passports.
Yeah, I mean, the call has been made, but realistically, it's just not going to happen because, the moving of delegation of functions is a very complex figure. And the argument being made from the other side is you have a minister for passports. It's called the Minister for Foreign Affairs. It's his name that's on every passport in the country. Legally, it's his property. All passports are not your property. They're the property of the Minister for Foreign Affairs. So the argument is that you have that already in place. Simon Coveney has been at pains in recent days to make clear that, they've upped the number of staff in the office. They've cut waiting times from 40 days to 30 days in relation to new applications. They say that renewals are happening much faster than that. The big problem I think I'm getting from a lot of people is that there's just a lack of communication or an update as to where your status is. But it is a live issue, and as I said, it dominated that parliamentary party meeting last night. But again, expressions of saying we've put more staff in count for very little. People will want to see delivery, and when we're getting into peak holiday season, when a lot of people no doubt will have probably not used their passport or checked that their passport is in date, there are very real issues at play here, and it's going to cause quite a deal of consternation within the government.
Yeah, and there are people waiting weeks who've had to cancel their holidays, and they're losing a lot of cash on the head of it. Now, there was no Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting last night because the Taoiseach is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, so that didn't happen. That's why it wasn't discussed there, because there was no meeting. Daniel McConnell from The Examiner, thank you for joining us. Adam Maguire will be here with his shopping basket. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.